إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد، my dear brothers, رسول الله صلى الله عليه وصحبه وسلم came into this dunya for a purpose, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala defined for him that purpose, and he instructed him to introduce himself by mentioning that purpose. And in Surah Yusuf, we have that ayah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to his Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي أَدْعُو إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَى بَصِيرَةٍ أَنَا وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِي. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was told, say, this is my way. I invite towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي أَدْعُو إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَى بَصِيرَةٍ, with proof, with proof, with clear evidence. أَنَا وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِي, this is what I do, and this is what those who are my people, those who are my ummah, those who do my ittiba, this is what they do. So this feature of inviting towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the distinguishing feature of the Nabi and all those who claim to follow the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is what makes us Muslim. This is what makes us the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is not my definition, this is the definition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look up Surah Yusuf, see the ayah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us a defining characteristic, a mark of honor, something that we can claim to, and of course, if we fulfill that purpose, then we have the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, inviting towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is done in many ways, and it is not confined to a particular way. It's not confined only to speaking, it is not confined only to jihad fi sabilillah, it is not confined only to building a masjid, it is not confined to starting a madrasa, it is not confined to having a halaqa, it is not confined to printing books and pamphlets and so on. It is all these things. So inshallah al-musta'an, anybody who is doing the work of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, anyone who is inviting towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in any way whatsoever which is within the purview of their capacity, is inshallah somebody who fits this description of inviting towards Allah. And therefore Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam associated himself and said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him to say, ana wa man ittabani, me and those who follow me. And that is the reason why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also made a dua. You know, we go and ask people who we consider to be pious, and we go and ask the ulama, especially if we are in any difficulties and so on. We go and ask the person, we say to him, Shaykh, please make dua for me. And this is jais, alhamdulillah, nothing wrong with that. Anyone which we consider to be pious, anybody who we think is close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we go and ask him, we say, please make dua for me, this is my difficulty, so on, so on. What if I tell you that I can tell you a dua that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made for you? Whose dua is better than the dua of the Nabi? And you might say, well, you know, now it is 1400 years. How can I go to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and say, Ya Rasulullah, make dua for me? And if I tell you that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam already made this dua for you, it is for you to take the dua. Do you want me to tell you what this dua is? Inshallah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allahumma ansur man nasara deena Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah said, O Allah, help the one. Allahumma ansur, O Allah, give nusra. Help the one. Man nasara deena Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The one who helps the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And remember, when Allah says, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, Allahum mansur, he is not saying, Allahum mansur fi deenihi. No. Allahum mansur, O Allah, help him in every way. In his life, in his business, in his children, in his health, in his wealth, in his influence, in his power, in his authority, every single way. Allahumma mansur man nasara deena Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The one who helps my deen. Allah, Allah, help the one who helps the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, help the one who helps my deen in every way. Help him if he helps my deen in any way. Help him in every way. And then he said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and remember very clearly, Allahumma khzul man khazala deena Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, destroy him. Make him zaleel. Humiliate him. The one who tries to harm the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There again, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not specify. Humiliate him in every way. Destroy him in every way. Destroy his dunya, his health, his wealth, his children, his life, his business, everything. Finish him. Man khazala deena Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma la taj'alna ma'ahum. O Allah, do not make us among those. This is my dua. That's not the dua of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His dua ended with that. Man khazala deena Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So you want the dua of the Nabi? Take the dua of the Nabi. Very simple. Take the dua of the Nabi. Decide what you want to do. You want to help the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in any way whatsoever, with your tongue, with your hand, with your effort, with your wealth, then be prepared for the nusrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu in every aspect of your life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will honor you. Allah will give you wealth and health and children and this and that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect you from every harm. And on the other hand, beware, if you open your mouth, if your tongue works against the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if your hand and feet work against the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if your money works against the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and remember, there is no place to hide, because the Rabb of Muhammad knows what is in your heart. The Rabb of Muhammad knows what you are doing. The Rabb of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knows when you sit in your little secret meetings and talk against the deen of sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a witness. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if there are two, the third one is Allah. Allah is a witness. He is seeing and he is hearing real time. And then be prepared to be destroyed in this world and to be thrown into the hellfire in the hereafter. As simple as that. Take the dua of the Nabi or take the baddua of the Nabi. Your choice. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open our eyes to the reality of this life, which is that this life and our success in this life does not depend on wealth, does not depend on health, does not depend on our power and authority, because all of these are temporary and all of these are waiting for one amr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to turn from one to 180 degrees opposite. Our success in this world and the hereafter depends on only one thing, and that is in pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there is no way of pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala other than the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make no mistake, no matter who tells you what. If a Muslim says that the way of somebody else is better than the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if a Muslim says that a way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not as good as the way of somebody else, he has exited Islam, he has become a murtad, he has become a kafir. Make no mistake. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu sent his Nabi to be obeyed. He sent his Nabi to be followed. He did not send his Nabi to be disobeyed. He did not send his Nabi to be ignored. It is the honor of my Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he should be obeyed, that he should be followed, that his ahkam should be implemented in our lives without any argument and without any not even a feeling against them. And that is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left his dua. He left his dua for all those who come after him. Till the day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides to keep this world, those who help the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whichever way, however much, This is the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not say has to be, you know, $100,000, has to be $20. No. Whatever it is. Sometimes helping the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam does not even require doing anything. It just requires not joining those who want to harm. That's it. You are not even saying anything. You are not even doing anything. You just don't join the others who are trying to do something. Keep your mouth shut. The tongue will take you into the hellfire, believe me. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said this very clearly. Keep your mouth shut. Don't sit in those meetings. Don't join them. Don't talk against the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's it. Not doing is a good deed sometimes. Other times, if Allah gives you and me the tawfiq and gives us a modicum of courage, then speak in favor of the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam left his dua and he left the warning for those who think, who are so engrossed and who are so embroiled and who are so marinated in the dunya that their brains have become the playground of shaitan, where they feel that the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a source of problem for them, that the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the signs of that deen, the masajid of Allah, the madaris of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the signs of Islam on your face, on your clothes, the signs of Islam on your house, the brain which has been taken over by shaitan, it tries to tell you that these things are harmful, that these things take away the value of whatever you have. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. That these things are going to cause you problems. You will see the problem when you go into your qabr, whether it's a problem or what it is. I sincerely advise you, and I warn myself, do not fall into the trap of shaitan. Because if you do, and if you believe this rubbish, and then if you open your mouth and you talk against the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or you talk against the sha'ar, the signs of that deen, if you say anything, if you do anything which harms those things, then be prepared for the baddua, be prepared for the curse, be prepared for the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be prepared for the baddua of none other than Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from ourselves and to save us from doing those things which will end up creating for us problems which we cannot solve. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to walk on that path which leads to His pleasure and which leads to benefit for us in this dunya wal akhirah. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that to keep us on that path and then to illuminate us with His nur and to open the doors of His rahmah and His maghfirah and to open the doors of His protection for our amal, for protection for our children and our families and our homes and our businesses, and to raise us with the sahaba ridwanullahi alayhim ajmain on the day of judgment. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahim.